More help is on the way for homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good Friday to you. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is in Las Vegas this morning, and in just an hour or so, he's expected to announce $1.5 billion in new federal funding to help struggling homeowners. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill.
Where is this money going?
It's going to go to states, state housing finance agencies in the five states where the housing market has been the worst, that being California, Arizona, Nevada, Florida, and Michigan. Some of the money is going to be used to help homeowners who are unemployed stay in their homes. Some of it will be used to pay for things like mediation between lenders and borrowers who are underwater on their mortgages.
And let's talk about that amount of money, $1.5 billion. Does that make any difference on a national level?
It may. Housing experts say it's a step in the right direction. But I spoke with Morris Davis, who's a housing economist at the University of Wisconsin. He says basically it's a drop in the bucket.
For effective foreclosure relief and a loans to an unemployed program, we're going to need about $2 billion per month, probably for the next 2 years. And the reason for that is there are a lot of unemployed people, and about 45% of the unemployed have a mortgage.
And Bill Davis says, for those out there who are wondering why taxpayers should be loaning any money to people who can't pay their mortgages, he said it would be a lot more expensive for the taxpayer if millions more homeowners went into more homes went into foreclosure, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guarantee many of those mortgages.
Right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Late yesterday, the Federal Reserve raised the interest rate banks have to pay it for an emergency loan. Economic consultant Gary Schilling says it's a specific technical move. It's not a general interest rate hike for you and me, consumers, businesses.
The Fed's made it very clear that this is really symbolic, and I think they're simply trying to tell the world, we are responsible citizens. When the time comes, which is probably, I think, not till next year, we will raise other interest rates, the ones that really count.
Right after the Fed's announcement, Asian stocks tanked and the dollar jumped, but things have calmed. The Wall Street shares were down too, but now the S&P 500 is up 0.2%, the NASDAQ up 0.1%, the Dow is 14 points higher, 10,406. It helped that the government reported this morning consumer inflation last month was non-existent. European stocks also turned things around and added 1%. I mentioned Asian shares slumped, especially in Hong Kong, down there 2.5%. Back to Washington now. The coming week could make or break health care reform. President Obama will host a bipartisan summit as he tries to revive legislation that is now stalled. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that.
As early as this weekend, the president will post a comprehensive reform plan online to kick off Thursday's summit.
I'm not sure what's going to be in it, and trust me, I've been trying to find out.
Ralph Nies is with the National Coalition on Healthcare Action Fund. He says lawmakers can find common ground, like preventing insurance companies from denying coverage due to pre-existing conditions.
I think it's a tremendous idea that there be a starting point for the Democrats, and I hope the Republicans are going to do the same thing.
Fat Chance says one Republican Senate aide, he says the GOP prefers to start over. But Newt Gingrich, who will blog about the summit on the Center for Health Transformation website, thinks Republicans should issue their own proposal.
Can they find out of the president's plan five or six things Republicans could vote for? And would the president be willing to bring up a bill that was the things they agree on rather than spend the time fighting over what they don't agree on?
But both Nies and Gingrich are skeptical the two parties will bury the hatchets. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at Vanguard.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
The big home improvement retailer Lowe's has partnered with one of the world's best cardiac hospitals to offer discount heart surgery to Lowe's employees. Interesting idea, a huge company using its purchasing power to bargain for health care. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner has more.
According to the deal announced this week, if you're a Lowe's employee anywhere in the country and you need a bypass or a heart valve replacement, you can now get your surgery at the Cleveland Clinic. Lowe's bargained with Cleveland Clinic, much like they do with suppliers of wood chips or paint. In this case, Lowe's said, we'll let you treat our patients.
And you'll give us a discount.
Martin Gaynor at Carnegie Mellon University says more deals like this could drive down prices at lots of hospitals.
All those hospitals now don't just have to compete with other hospitals that had previously in the network. They have to compete with the Cleveland Clinic.
Bob Erie is in charge of benefit plans at Lowe's. He says the company self-insures about 100,000 employees and their dependents. Sending them to the Cleveland Clinic not only costs less, he expects the doctors to do less. Cleveland Clinic puts doctors on salary instead of paying them per procedure, so doctors don't have the same incentives to rush to the operating table.
If they were to decide that surgery was not what they would do, then they will recommend that back to the patient.
If the Cleveland experiment works, he says, the company might try to negotiate with other hospitals for back pain, a frequent complaint by Lowe's employees. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, here's the week's business news in 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. The head of Toyota has been through the mill, and now he'll be coming to Capitol Hill. Lying in wait for a phony debate is a room full of airbags who love to inflate. Google wanted to be the buzz, and all this week it reluctantly was. Its Facebook challenge went sadly errant as users' address books were rendered transparent. Nuclear energy's coming towards you. The government's backing a plant in Georgia. Obama says stimulus spending is great. The Fed is increasing its discount rate. And Kevin Smith has been stirring up trouble because Southwest Airlines said he's a double. His visual protest is something to see. You can view it at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.